Hi everyone. I thought I would do another little podcast to try and summarize briefly the discussions that were held this week about Nora Young's book, The Virtual Self. I have to say, I was just thrilled to hear everybody's thoughts about the book, and I thought the conversations went in so many very interesting directions, and it was really interesting for me to sit back and kind of watch all of that unfold. Whenever I pick books for a class like this, when we're mostly focusing on book study, I of course hope that the conversation moves beyond the main content of the book and into other areas, and certainly this week our conversations did just that. Overall, I would say most of the people in the groups all agreed that Nora Young's book was well done. Most people seem to enjoy reading the book. From your initial posts, people felt that it was a fairly easy book to read, which I always think is a bonus if it's a nonfiction title that is interesting and well-written but not hard to sort of get yourself through. That's always a plus. I certainly enjoyed it because I could hear Nora Young's voice in the back of my head as I was reading the book. I'm a very avid Spark podcast listener, and so I could very much hear her almost narrating the book in my head as I read through it. Although most people seem to enjoy the book, there certainly was a sense that there wasn't enough follow-through, that she raised a lot of interesting points but then didn't necessarily tell us what to do about those points or how to solve some of these issues or how to change things so that maybe things would be better. And to be honest, I caught that when I read it, but that didn't bother me particularly, and maybe that was just because I was still processing a lot of the ideas that she was thinking about. I know I started thinking about what I would do in my own life in response to reading the book, but I wasn't terribly concerned about the fact that, you know, she didn't present that information. But it was a really interesting point because many of you said that that was your one major criticism of the book. Perhaps she's thinking about a sequel. There were sort of three big themes, I guess, that came up over and over again in all of the groups. First, we spent a lot of time talking about privacy and what does privacy look like, what does it mean, how do we keep our information private, and how do we teach kids about privacy and, you know, maintaining a digital footprint that you will be proud of as you get older and that kind of thing. So privacy was certainly a big issue. A number of you said that you watched the Dana Boyd video that I posted, and that gave some really interesting insight as well. I would encourage you, if you didn't have time this week so far, to watch that video. It's about an hour, but it's well worth it, and I very much admire Dana Boyd and the work that she does on behalf of young people. And so in the next couple of days, I know you'll be busy doing other things as well, but if you have some time while you're cooking dinner or sitting out on your deck, perhaps spending an hour with Dana Boyd would be a good way to spend some time for the rest of this week. Another issue that came up was this idea of data being collected about us all of the time, and the fact that what bothers many of you about that primarily is the fact that it's often done without our knowledge. And there weren't any concrete solutions presented about that. I think we all acknowledge that it's happening, and we probably can't control it to any great extent. But there was that sense that perhaps what bothers us most about the fact that data is being collected about us is the fact that we don't often know what is being collected and how it's being collected. And finally, the issue of digital citizenship came up, I think, in all of the groups. I don't always pay that much attention to the group numbers as I'm reading through the post, but I'm pretty sure every group started talking a lot about digital citizenship. And so there was some really interesting conversation about the role of teacher librarian in teaching digital citizenship and what does digital citizenship curriculum look like. And for the people that are in the SLIS program, doing a Master of Library and Information Studies, there was some interesting conversation revolving around what other kinds of libraries can and should be doing about digital citizenship with young people, and perhaps with not so young people, because I think these are issues that we all need to know about and we need to think about. And so what is our role as librarians serving all kinds of patrons in teaching people these kinds of skills? So it was a great conversation. I really enjoyed it, and I think I will wrap up now and look forward to next week. Thanks, everyone.